Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You got the financial... Well, welcome back. Of course, we're starting the podcast, right? So you're obviously, if you... I always think radio
show. We've been doing a podcast for a year. We still do the radio show.
I can't help it, right? Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to the Financial Guys podcast, but you probably know that too, because it's a podcast you're looking for, right? So if you happen to come across us on YouTube, thank you for that. The podcast today, we're recording this on Wednesday morning versus Tuesday morning. Obviously, it's a Thanksgiving week. A lot of stuff going on. I was actually in the woods yesterday, so a little bit more difficult for when I'm in the woods to do a podcast.
Great stuff going on, by the way. If you're a political junkie like us, right? It's just nonstop action. I mean, we've had, especially here in Buffalo, New York, I mean, making the national news with Robbie DeNiro, Orchard Park, a friend of ours, gym owner. We were the first to support Robbie months ago when he said, "I'm not shutting down my gym." And now he's making national news on Fox because he's doing it once again. And the dirtbag health inspectors decided to show up and fine him $15,000 because he was having a meeting of protest. He called it a protest at his own personal office space.
At night,
dirtbags break in.
When it was over, when the business hours weren't, it wasn't like they walked into an open business during business hours. They walked in after hours to a private meeting, right? Now you got and they came back. Now he made national news. Now here's the thing. So Friday they have this meeting. The sheriff shows up, not Sheriff Howard, but one of the sheriffs show up with the health inspector, which,
Gilbert,
by the way,
Gilbert Bradley.
We're going to be outing you, Gilbert. We're going to be putting your name up on a website. We're going to be outing these people that are destroying other people's livelihood and business.
Yep.
Robbie was not breaking any laws, right? The same sheriff, whatever his name is, you know, these are I hate to say it, but I'm sorry, folks. We have been the biggest Back the Blue supporters out there. We have a lot of clients that are police officers. We have a high level of respect. But I got to tell you, this is a bad look, guys.
No doubt.
You stand around watching a window get smashed in. Yeah. I've watched New York City police officers stand around while somebody gets their head kicked in and do nothing. Right. I've watched them, you know, gang assault people while the cops have stood there and done nothing. And then I see cops putting handcuffs on somebody who doesn't wear a mask in a Costco in front of their children, right?
Well, even escorting in these health department officials. First of all, you stand outside. It's not your business to walk inside a private business. It is none of your business. Now, look at if there's somebody getting hurt or attacked.
Sure, of course. Right? Yeah,
but there is no law that says you can't hang out in your own personal property, your own private space, right? You've got the right to assemble. Remember that?
Yep.
we used to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So the dirtbags, you stay out of that 100%. You say to the health inspector, look it, you want to go in and knock on the door, you do that. I'll wait out here for you. Shame on them.
So Saturday night, Friday night, they have this meeting. The health inspector shows up. They get kicked out, right? They chant them out the door. They're asking them to leave. Please leave. They won't leave. Finally, she goes, well, I got to make a phone call. Who are you calling, right? Who are you calling exactly? Gail Bernstein?
Clearly, Robbie was doing the right thing. They left. If he was doing the wrong thing, right? If there was something illegal he was doing in there, they would have immediately called for backup. The place would have been surrounded, right? They knew they were in the wrong.
But
the health inspector
leave.
She knew she was in the wrong.
They wouldn't leave until they were chanted out the door. She was going to stand there and make a phone call. And then they start chanting so she can't make a phone call. And they finally push him out the door.
Right.
And good for them. They push him all the way to the street. Get out of my parking lot. You're on private property. Go stand on the curb.
That's right.
Now, the very next night, Saturday night, in Brooklyn, They had a huge party for a Democrat, a state representative, I believe.
Yeah, birthday party.
Birthday party.
Birthday party.
100-some-odd people there. Yeah. That's
no problem.
That's an orange zone, too, is it not?
That
That's the very next night. Now, Robbie makes national news, right?
Yes.
So what do these scumbags do yesterday, Tuesday? They show up and they hand him a fine for $15,000, which, by the way, we've already raised more than $15,000 for Robbie. So screw you, Poland Cars, okay?
Yeah, right.
You could go ahead and fine him again. We'll raise the money again because the people in this community are sick and tired. By the way, enjoy your last term, Mark. You're done. If
he's
I have
done.
To run against you personally, you are done.
I
can tell you, I like Lynn Dixon. Nice lady. Lousy campaign.
Yes.
Lousy candidate. No offense, Lynn.
Yeah.
No offense.
No, she did her best.
She did what she could.
She wasn't a politician.
She did what she could.
Anytime somebody shows up and tries, I give them all the credit in the world.
Sure, of course.
Because it's such a disgusting
mess right now.
She
was nowhere to be seen. She had no social media game plan whatsoever. Mark was all over the place. Every time I turned around, I saw Mark at a chicken barbecue or this. I like Lynn personally. Honestly, you ran a lousy campaign, Lynn.
Yeah.
You just did. Okay,
well,
you're a nice person.
You want to beat a guy like him who's a professional politician.
You go after him.
First of all, you go after him, and you got to raise some real money. You've got to raise some real money, right?
Yep. But you got to go after him. You got to go after him personally. You got to get under his skin. Poland Cars is a thin-skinned weakling, is what he is. Right? He is abusing his power, and he's going after people just like Cuomo. Are going after people for retribution, right?
Yep.
This going after Robbie, that $15,000 fine was retribution, right? That's punishment is what that's meant to be,
right?
First
of all, where did the $15,000 come in? Because nobody
that's the maximum fine. That's the maximum
fine. There's a Democrat party with 100 people, half of them not wearing masks, not a problem at all, right? They slapped the largest fine on him to make a statement, right? What they're doing is saying, shame on him, but your business is next. If you try to pull this stuff, well, that's not going to work. By the way, because I tell you what, we are going to support Robbie. We are going to fight with Robbie, and we'll put up any kind of money we need. I don't care what it costs to make sure he wins.
Well, this is supposed to be a message.
There's other patriots out there that are doing the same thing. The business owners, by the way, been saying this for a month, grow a set.
Open
up. It is time for you to open up. You know, we were Olivia actually sent me a picture of a barber shop. I forget what it was. Great Clips are one of them that showed all the stats on why they should be opened. And they put it on their front window. They put it in you know, paint marker or whatever.
Yep.
But I'm thinking to myself, okay, well then open up,
right.
Have a set of stones and open up. You know, we all need to open up together. Monday's the day, by the way. Robbie has said that. Gym owner who's been on the attack. You know, he's saying, look, Monday is the day we all should open up. I'm in. We never shut down. You won't shut us down. You will never shut us down.
Well, we're
essential.
You put
locks on the front door. This is our house.
Yep.
This is our place.
Yep.
And I say it's our house because it is our house. Many of us are here just as much as we are at home.
Or more.
Right? It is our house, and you will not take our house.
Yep.
I assure you of that.
Speaking of being there more, Brian Janik, honest to God, is submissive enrollment season for Medicare, and one of our companies is a Medicare company, which, by the way, is an essential business. They can't shut us down even if they wanted to, right? But he, honest to God, he's working like 18-hour days. He shows up at 8 o'clock in the morning and runs his first meeting. He doesn't leave till 10 o'clock at night or even 11 sometimes. I've never seen a guy work so hard.
Yeah.
He is an animal. So clearly he is at the office a lot more than he is at his own personal house during enrollment season.
It's
such an important time to make a Medicare decision. They give you a whopping 60 days. That's the government, right? Anyway, so that $15,000 fine, that's meant to intimidate all the other business owners, right?
Yep.
That's meant to, you know, to try to say, if you do this, we're going to go after you. Let me tell you, we will continue to raise money for you. Don't be afraid, folks.
Yes.
If you're a business owner out there and you want to open up, we have your back. We will raise the money for you.
Yep.
We will start a GoFundMe page. The community is behind you. Trust me.
By the way,
we raised $18,000 for Robbie in 3 hours yesterday, basically.
Yeah.
That's it. Fine, paid, done. Right, and we're not done yet. We'll raise more money for him so he can actually feed his family because he's got four kids.
We'll raise him at least $100,000. The purpose will not be for Rob. Robbie has said, "Look, I don't want the money for that. I'm going to fight my own way for my own battles." But he needs the legal help. Number one.
Right.
Number two, though, he needs a war chest so we can say we're going to go after the sheriff
personally.
We're going to sue the sheriff, and we're going to sue the health department.
Yep. You guys are violating rights. Now, for those of you that say, well, if they ever tried to get rid of the Second Amendment, the sheriffs would never go along with that,
right?
Right? They would never stop into a business and shut down a meeting,
they're in a business
right?
going, you wear a mask? You wear a mask?
Right?
You got a mask
Mark
on?
My words, folks. These folks, they mean well. They're going to take orders from from whoever gives it to them. If they said, you know, go out there and burn down this building, some of these idiots probably would actually go do that, right? On the orders of the governor or their captain or whatever. And I get it. They don't want to lose their job. I know they're talking about, well, they may cut 100 sheriffs from the Erie County Department.
Time to step up.
Okay.
Guess what?
Then they cut 100 sheriffs. I don't know what to tell you, but you can't violate people's rights. You can't.
Guess what, guys? They continue down this path. There'll be nobody left to pay the sheriffs.
Well, here's the thing. But the thing is, Mike, we're the ones supporting you guys, right?
Yes.
We're the ones that fight for your budget so they don't cut 100 of you. The Democrats are going to cut you no matter what, right?
As I'm at Robbie's place last night, and he's getting ready for the Fox News interview. And I was talking to folks about that. He said, you know, what's amazing is, you know, many of the people in this room, there's probably 250 people that showed up to support Robbie last night as he went on to Fox. He said many of these people in this room were at the the Blue Lives Matter rally. I mean, all the people in this room were at that rally supporting the police officers, and then you've got a sheriff literally walking and escorting in a $15,000 fine into the very people that have been supporting him.
Yep.
It makes absolutely zero sense. Now, by the way, 95% of yous are not Bradley Girdler. So that's this guy's name, Bradley Girdler. Remember that name, Bradley Girdler. You're not wearing a mask. You're not wearing a mask. But 95% of these folks are not like that. They're disgusted by this. And I, you know, we're getting the calls. We got a few last yesterday.
Well, then quit.
Hey, support it. But yeah. Oh,
quit.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but quit. That's I mean, I don't look, I have sheriffs that are friends. I have a good friend who's a Wayne County sheriff, one of my good hunting buddies. And I got to tell you, if you don't look it, you have no right to violate constant. We're going to sue you personally. What's his name again, Mike?
Bradley.
Lawsuit incoming, buddy. We're coming, right? We're going to support Robbie. He's the one who's going to sue you. We don't have standing to sue you, but Robbie does.
Yeah.
We're going to go after you guys personally for violating our constitutional rights. And Mike and Glenn and the Financial Guys are going to back every single one of these lawsuits
until
you respect the Constitution. Maybe Bradley from Britain or wherever he's from, they don't have a Constitution, right?
Yeah.
They can get their rights trampled on all the time, and they do. But
they do.
That's why
Bradley seems pretty supportive of them.
Oh, sure. That's why we fought an American Revolution for our independence, right? Yeah. Maybe we forgot that. But this is a different country. The United States of America is a special place amongst this world.
Yes.
No other place on this planet is like the United States of America. Why do you think people risk their lives for the opportunity to get here, right?
Yeah.
They float across shark-infested waters from Cuba to Miami, right? They sneak across the border in Mexico half the time. You know, whatever it takes to get to this country for the freedom and opportunity that this country presents and our God-given inalienable rights that we're supposed to have, right? This is outrageous that now suddenly we have politicians like Cuomo, like Poloncarz, that think that rights come from government officials, and that's a very scary scenario.
Very scary, especially when these small business owners are the ones paying their very salary, which, by the way, they've been getting increases on, right?
Yep.
And you can't tell me for a second, at this point, you cannot tell me that a Mark Poloncarz and Andrew Cuomo is not smart enough to realize that if you can't catch the virus in a Walmart, you're not going to catch the virus in a restaurant. This is not about
that anymore. There's no evidence.
Here's what this is about, Glenn. This is about them destroying small business owners, right?
Yep.
And then allowing some of these big box stores and these big companies to stay afloat, right? And then once they destroy all these small businesses, then the small business owners will be dependent on the government. They will need them for health care. They will need them to feed their family. They'll have the big box stores that they can now unionize and attack and tax the hell out of. That's exactly the game plan. They can't be this stupid. A Mark Poloncarz cannot be this dumb to say, you know what, it's okay to herd everybody. Maybe, right? Well, and here's the thing. I really believe that half of these folks, by the way, half of these folks are too stupid to understand how they're really, truly, there are half of them that are this dumb that go, what's the big deal? The business can just shut down for 6 or 12 months and then open up and everything will be fine,
just
right?
Just a pause.
But don't think for a second there's not a group of these folks that would love to see these entrepreneurs who happen to be mainly conservative right-wing Republicans watch their businesses get destroyed, that we can unionize Walmart, we can unionize Target, and we can tax the hell out of them, and we can start this thing over again.
I thought
about half of them that are that dumb.
I thought they hated the big box stores. What happened to that?
Yeah.
What happened to it was always was a right, wasn't it? Always right. a laugh that wouldn't fought it, against Walmart.
Wouldn't it be the opposite? Wouldn't it be the opposite? By the way, this argument would hold a little bit more water for me. Okay, we're closing down Walmart and Target, right. but the small mom right. and pops, we want them to survive, right?
Right. right.
So they Walmart's got if the left said, I wouldn't agree with it, but if the left said, look at Walmart's got plenty of money to shut down for 6 months, Target's got plenty, but you know Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally and their little the grocery store in the corner, they can't survive it. That's not what they're doing at all. This is clearly about taking over the economy.
Well, this is transfer of wealth.
Yeah.
This is a huge transfer of wealth, right? This is part of their redistribution, right?
Yep.
Take it away from small business owners that are predominantly conservative
yep.
and redistribute it to Jeff Bezos, who's going to fund whatever liberal policy that comes
right.
out next, right?
That's right.
It's really terrible. And then what's going on? If it were me, honestly, here's some ideas for you business owners out there. Let's say you own a salon, okay? Why don't you put like a little fruit stand out in front, right? Get some fruit, whatever. Get some veggies. Put a little table out there.
Got to get a permit to sell food, Glenn.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely.
You got to have a food permit.
Health department. Health department.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no,
see, this is the problem. Any regulated business like that. Fortunately for us, we're federally regulated, right?
Yes.
So we don't really have any state. You know, we're regulated by the SEC and FINRA. We're a federally regulated company, right? So there's really not a lot they could do. Plus, we're essential. We're insurance brokerage. We're part of the essential business. There's not a lot they can do to us, fortunately. We wouldn't put up with it anyways, but... Again, if you're a salon, if you're a gym owner, if you're a restaurant, you need to open. I don't know what else to say.
You need to get a backbone. You're going to be gone.
You're going to be gone.
We've been saying this for
months.
It's funny. We had this conversation months ago.
From the beginning.
From day one, we said, are you out of your mind to close this thing down? Well, it's only a temporary pause.
Uh-huh.
Now it's going on a year. We're literally going on a year. And some of these companies, it's going to take 2-3 years to get back to some kind of a normal, right?
Yep.
It really sad. What do you want to do? You want to play some of the videos?
I want to play this clip from Poland Cars, all around Poland Cars. Let's play, because this is, I think this is a Channel 4 reporter. I put a tweet out on Twitter because I saw a comment or a little clip, and I'm like, God, it'd be nice if somebody asked him the question. And the guy from Spectrum News was nice enough, I don't have his name in front of it, he was nice enough to step back and goes, oh, but the Channel 4 reporter actually did ask that question.
Yeah.
So I want to give you credit.
Well, good for the Spectrum reporter, by the way.
Good for Spectrum.
Not go back and forth. Hey, look at, you know, your great point, Glenn.
No, but it was nice good. But I want to give credit to I don't know the guy's name. I'll figure it out, and I'll put it at the bottom of the screen or something when we get this video up. But you know, finally, and I give you guys credit. I'm happy to see it that the reporters are finally starting to ask some of these questions. And this was Mark Poloncarz's press conference last week where, you know, they want to ask for evidence, as they should.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about the industries that are singled out. And you just mentioned this is a state decision. This is not your decision, but restaurants for indoor dining, hair salons, barbershops, other personal care services, and gyms, all of those.
Can you stop that for 1 second? Why is it a state decision? Mark, if it's a state decision, why the hell are we paying you?
Oh,
why are we paying you a dollar if everything is Andrew Cuomo? I said that, by the way, to some of the school superintendents around here. They're all like, well, it's not our fault. We can't. Yeah. I want to open the schools, but it's all about Cuomo. Then why the hell are we paying any of you?
Well, that's
why are we paying any of you?
See, that's the problem with
big
government.
And when do you get a set of stones? If Mark, by the way, I know Mark is lockstep and barrel with Andrew Cuomo, but let's just say for a second he had his own set of testicles and he made his own decisions, right?
Yeah.
If that's me, I'm saying, you know what? Andrew, you're not running Erie County. We're opening up, right? I'm not listening to you. I'm the county executive. Here's the game plan we're going to play.
No.
We all know that's not going to happen, right? But stop blaming it on Andrew Cuomo, right? You can fight with Andrew Cuomo. You can disagree with Andrew Cuomo. You have your own position here to run Erie County. You're not running New York State. You're running Erie County.
Right.
Act like it.
This is what happens, though, in bureaucracies, though. This is why, you know, you and I fight for smaller government. And nobody else, the Republicans don't fight for smaller government anymore. But this is why? Because it's a point the finger game. It's, I can't control it. It's his fault. I can't control it. It's his fault. It's not my decision. I'm just following orders. I can't, you know, nobody ever takes responsibility. Yeah. Look at Cuomo.
Including Cuomo.
Look at Cuomo, right?
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right. Oh, I didn't close the school. They have the right to do it. Yeah, but you put such outrageous expectations on these. So here's what he says. He goes, look, you need to test all the children every day. It's like a $200,000 a week deal.
Yeah.
They can go to school. They can go to school. Come on.
Oh, I've got that clip. The clip is so confusing. Cuomo has a breakdown last week. Let me play this other. Let me play this Poloncarz because they'll move on to Cuomo because Cuomo had a meltdown last week because he knows that his policies aren't working. He's realizing that
they're failing nationally.
It's
here
failing
in New York
everywhere.
State. There's a whole group of mental midgets that are just going to continue to, no matter what, if he says, wear a pink hat and jump up and down in the streets and be like, he's the greatest thing ever. I just love him, right? Yeah, but that's not working in Florida. I can assure you of that. It's not.
Well, Florida has lower rates than New York.
Absolutely.
By far. We're like half the rate of New York right now.
Love that. Hey, but he still lies. He still lied right to the camera. He'll lie and go, I know. Well, we don't want to end up like Florida. Why? Like half the deaths?
Yeah, he played that. He goes, we don't want to end up. Yeah. We saw what happened in Florida, Georgia, and Texas. Really?
I did too. Oh, I did too. Florida opened up at 100% capacity. The governor said, look, the business owners have the right to talk about the mask. The towns had the right to talk about the mask. I'm not setting a mask mandate. Let's open this thing up. I've seen what happens in Sweden. And the death rate went right down like a ski hill.
Let's play. I'm going to get this question in again and hear his answer because the answer is ridiculous. Yeah. Unfortunately, I got to start from the beginning. We're good. I can't restart from where I have to restart from the beginning. But this is good, though. And again, hats off to the reporter for asking the question.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about the industries that are singled out. And you just mentioned this is a state decision. This is not your decision. But restaurants for indoor dining, hair salons, barbershops, other personal care services, and gyms, all of those now in these orange zone areas are closed down. Do you have data here locally that backs up saying that those are places where the spread is happening? And I want to specifically ask you about gyms, because a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with the CEO of a company that owns a bunch of Planet Fitness locations, and he shared some numbers that we're putting on the screen right now. So they have 123 Planet Fitness locations in New York State, 600,000 members, almost 300 member check-ins since they reopened. He says they've had zero health department violations and only 45 COVID-19 cases.
That's pretty amazing.
Do you believe, as the governor has said, that gyms are a source of spread, or do we really know that?
Well, the data points that they used from looking early on in the spring, but more importantly, how this huge spread in the wave that hit Texas, Georgia, and Florida and how they were seeing rapid spread in what are areas in which there's close contact between individuals, like tattoo parlors, barbershops,
or your house.
There's no data. Let me tell you something, folks.
Gym just gave them the data. The gym just gave them the data.
Right.
600,000 people, 45 cases. I would bet everything that out of the 45 cases, nobody died. Right. So you got 600,000 people. What is that? 0.000 whatever.
But when things when Florida, Georgia, and Texas opened, they didn't just open gyms and barbershops, you moron. They opened everything. They opened restaurants. Kids went back to school. Of course we had a slight upswing. That's to be expected. We talked about that. We're going to reopen things. We're probably going to have a slight upswing. In fact, I remember Governor DeSantis specifically saying, we're going to keep an eye on our, not the case count, we're going to keep an eye on our hospital capacity. Yeah. If we're okay capacity-wise, we're going to continue to stay open. And guess what? Florida's had no hospital capacity issues. Zero. No. Texas, for the most part, outside of a couple of hot spots like El Paso, has had no hospital problems whatsoever.
Most of the problems, by the way, is because the national news scared the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
And they had a backlog
of elective
surgeries.
That's right.
And I'll use my mom as an example. She's going in for knee surgery next week.
Yep.
She tried to have this knee surgery 5 months ago.
Right.
She was not able to do that.
That's right.
And now she's nervous that they're going to play this garbage again and she's going to get pushed off again. But
that's
the reason why. You're not talking, when you look at New York State, right? We've got a few hundred people in the hospital for COVID, not hundreds of thousands, right? Yep. A few hundred people. Yep. Ridiculous.
Well, the thing is that again, you're arbitrarily deciding which businesses you're going to close.
That's right.
How disheartening is it for the flower shop to watch Walmart across the street
sell flowers all day long,
right?
Yeah.
What these guys don't understand, Poland Cars and people like that, Como, they've never run a small business. Let me tell you something, folks, because Mike and I have run a lot of small businesses. I think we own like 9 different companies right now or something like that, right? But let me tell you when we got started, right? It's hard, right?
Yep.
You were working nights. I was working weekends. We had different jobs. We were trying to make ends meet, right? Trying to start families, trying to get a house going, trying to pay our bills. We had, you know, salaries to pay. And you know what? Even over time, it doesn't get any less nerve-wracking. I mean, we were in business for almost 10 years. Solid track record, doing great. 2008 hits, right? The market gets cut in half. Our income is tied to the stock market, right? Our stock market gets cut in half. Our income gets cut in half. We had to go for 6 months without taking a single penny out of the business to make sure that our employees continued to get all their scheduled raises. Yeah. Nobody got a pay cut. Nobody got a benefit cut. Those are the kind of sacrifices that business owners are willing to make. They care about, you know, I think the brush that people paint with business owners that are liberal who have never owned a business is, oh, they're all millionaires and they don't care about their employees, or they're getting rich on the back of their employees, right? Look, here's the thing. It's a free country. If you don't like where you work, go find a different job, right? But I can tell you that at our firm, our employees, Sue's been there for 20 years. Lynn's been there for 12 years. Zimmer's been there his whole career, 12 years.
That's right.
So,
he never left.
He never left.
But Zimmer was
my point is, though, is that as a business owner, as a business owner, it's tough, right? It's tough, and you have a lot to deal with. You've got payroll. You've got regulations. You've got – and for these clowns to come in as if, well, I'm just here to keep you safe. Come on.
And you nailed it. What is so awful about this, right, when we went through those recessions, you know, there's always in a recession, there's people that win and lose, right? There's always going to be win and losers, and that's what capitalism is all about, right?
Yep.
But historically, when we go into a recession, everybody sort of takes a hit together, right? And some people emerge from that recession better off because they've strategically done different things. What makes this so frustrating for business owners, it's not a Republican or a Democrat thing, what makes this so frustrating is when you see a business, as you pointed out, right, you can have a flower shop that is closed, but yet across the street is a Walmart, and you own that business. You've worked your entire life for it, and you're watching people walk out of the Walmart with flowers.
Yep.
And we're telling that business owner, you're not allowed to make money. Right. We've decided that Walmart is more important than your family, right? And as you pointed out before, when you talk about the left, how in the world does your brain work? I know it's at half capacity, but you're talking about a Walmart family that's got billions of dollars, right? And what you're now telling Mark Poloncarz, what you're now telling that flower shop is your family that doesn't have billions of dollars is not nearly as important as the Walmart family is.
But
who's got billions of dollars in stock, right? And they're doing the same thing. And don't tell me that there's congested areas. If your masks work, which you're telling everybody that the masks work, okay, then Florida did that, by the way. Florida, like many places, Palm Beach is like that. Palm Beach still has a mask restriction on, right? The governor has said, we're not forcing anybody to wear a mask.
But no one's
Palm
getting
Beach
fined,
County
though.
Has said, nobody's getting fined.
No one's getting
fined. Palm Beach County has asked everybody to wear a mask, but Palm Beach County's at 100%. They are at 100% capacity. To give Palm Beach credit, I'm not a big fan of the mask deal, but at least if you own a restaurant, you're able to operate 100%. They're asking you to do the mask thing as you walk in, right? But they're still saying it's 100% capacity. Your bars are open. If you want to sit at the bar and have a beer with your buddy, you can absolutely do that. They are at 100% capacity. And we know now, by the way, everything we have called has been spot on. And even to the point where I've said in Buffalo, watch and see, not having the Bills games will be a bigger COVID spreader than having the Bills games. Why? Well, because if I go to the Bills games, and I use my daughter as an example, usually Olivia and I go together. We usually stop. We have a routine. We stop at Subway on the way. We grab subs, some hot chocolate or whatever, and we'll sit. We'll go early. We'll sit in the parking lot together, right? Or do we see other people? Yes. I can't think of the last time I went up to other people and started spitting on them or even really like, you know. But anyways, we go into the game. We high-five each other in the game. Now, this is my daughter. We spend all kinds of time together at the house, right? And then we leave the game together, her and I, get in the car and drive home together, right? I'm having buddies over to watch the game, right? So Sunday, I'm going to figure out, okay, you know, hey, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, come on over, right? I'm not doing any of your crap, Cuomo. I'm not doing the 10 deal. I've already said, by the way, they published me in the Buffalo News this week saying that I'm going to have Thanksgiving and I will have more than 10 people.
Did they really?
So we'll see how if the health inspectors show up at my house. You can come over. I assure you, you won't get past the front door. So now you've got all these parties, and now what they're saying is, oh my gosh, we cut out the Bills game. Now we got to cut out the people in your house because we forced everybody, 70,000 people from the stadium, to now get in clusters. Remember the clusters, Andrew? Now you're clustering people in their house. It's just the stupidity and the common sense.
Yep.
Common sense has just gone right out the door. And the stupidity of this is at such a level now, months later, where I just can't even believe that these people function. Like I'm looking at some of these people that are wearing their masks in their car and I'm thinking, oh my God,
themselves.
Like somebody might actually have to hire you to work.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, not in our place.
No, not in our place. Like somewhere, somebody, like 90% of these people may have a job at one point. Yeah. Like that's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
It's really hard to believe.
Well, guess who's still getting paid, Mike? Guess who's not missed a single paycheck? That would be the health inspectors, Mark Polakar's. In fact, they're giving themselves raises. They're taking overtime. Gail Bernstein, by the way. And here's the conflict of interest. Yeah,
isn't she a salary position?
At least
by the way?
Honest. She's got she's already made over $100,000 this year. She's on track to have a record year, right? Now, do you think that Gail Bernstein has a conflict of interest when it comes to what's doing right for the community? Or do you think she's going to act in her own personal self-interest to keep things closed?
That money, yeah, I'm sure she's going to redistribute that money. At the end of the year, she's going to write all that bonus money back to some restaurant owner who lost everything. Yeah.
Let me play this clip from Robbie. He was on Fox News last night, and he tore this up. But I want to play this clip because I think he mentions the salaries right here, and this is important to note because good for him for calling it out.
$10,000.
Oh. Robbie, why do you feel these restrictions go too far?
Any infringement on our liberty goes too far. We were born with inalienable rights bestowed upon us by our Creator. They are guaranteed by the Constitution, specifically the Bill of Rights, the First through 14th Amendments. Specifically, any infringement on our freedom for any reason is too far. Yeah. Our freedom cannot end where people's fear starts.
And I want to make everyone well aware that you're a native of New York. You've spent 14 years serving as an infantry officer in the United States Marine Corps. You've earned many honors in the military. You've got 4 children. We know it's a tough situation. We see your supporters there behind you. How far do you plan to go with this?
I plan to take it as far as I possibly can. I want to ask Governor Cuomo and Polakar's. I want to ask them. It's a challenge to them. Come to my dinner table. Come to any of the dinner tables back here. Look our kids in the eyes and say, your father, your mother is an essential worker. They don't have the guts to do that. They also don't have the guts to answer why they get to draw a $225,000 salary for Governor Cuomo and for Polakar's $103,000 salary, but the working man and woman doesn't get to earn.
That's right. Yep. That's exactly spot right. On. They need to stop. Look, every time they close a business, every time they say, we're in Orange Zone, they should have, okay, you lose 20% of your salary then. Okay, if we go into Orange Zone, then Mark, you would take a 20% salary reduction for that time. The thing is they're blaming now. Listen to if I played more than Mark Polakar's interview, what you'd hear is, well, it's your fault because you didn't follow the rules. You didn't wear your mask. You were getting together on the weekends, right? So Cuomo, of course, is out there going, well, maybe I'll have mom for dinner and the kids over anyways, right?
Yeah.
What?
Let you me just smack weeks you right in the face.
Honest to God.
Let me smack you right in the face.
Just, are you getting it yet? So he got shamed. So now he's like, well, okay, I'm not going to have dinner with my mom. Yeah. I guarantee you his mom and his daughters are coming over for dinner.
Oh, no
guarantee
doubt.
You.
No doubt.
Somebody,
oh,
please,
by the way,
private investigator,
by,
go
protected
film
by
his
the
house.
Secret Service, I'm
of course.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Protected by his
police.
Own little
state police.
State police, all with guns, and they'll be fine. His house will be surrounded and safe. Hey, Glenn, let's take a quick break. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
Take a quick break.
Absolutely.
And then, we'll come back with more videos.
Yeah, we'll get some Polakar or some Cuomo clips lined up here for sure.
Sounds good.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you sticking with us. And before the break, we were just kind of talking about Mark Polakar's Erie County. We played a little bit of a clip from the Fox News interview with Robbie De Niro. Is it De Niro?
Yeah,
Robbie De Niro. He's the gym owner, Athletes Unleashed. They showed up at his place on Friday. Of course, the Democrats had a big party on Saturday. That was fine.
Not a problem.
Not a problem.
Not a COVID spreader. If you're a Democrat, not a COVID spreader.
So Robbie ripped up the fine on live on Fox News last night. This has made national news. So congratulations. Yes. Hats off to you, Mark Polakar, for once again making Western New York the laughing stock of the country, to be honest with you. But we'll play that whole interview if you missed it. We'll put that at the back end of today's podcast, so you'll hear the whole 4-minute interview.
Keep in mind, by the way, that these repressive lockdowns are not happening all over the country, right? So using Florida as an example, because we have an office down there, the gyms have never shut down in Florida.
Right.
The governor is bright enough to actually look at the statistics and say, geez, they don't seem to be COVID spreaders. In fact, the people that go to the gym are really less likely to die of COVID. Right. Wow. So that's a good thing to keep their immune systems healthy and keep rolling. But they've never – so this is an Erie County thing. And that's – by the way, number one reason why New York State has the crappiest numbers in the country is because of the repressive rule, the lockdowns.
We have
– the harshest lockdowns in the country, the worst numbers. It's not rocket science. We're seeing this all over the world. The harshest lockdown, the worst numbers. Lockdown, worst numbers.
We have the worst numbers on a couple of levels, Mike. Number one, we have the most number of deaths. We have 30 plus thousand deaths. Most other states are in the high teens, right?
Yep.
We also have the highest per capita death rate. So we are, you know, you're twice as likely to die in New York as you are would be in Florida. There's a whole lot of reasons for that. But, you know, the whole thing here is that, you know, Mark Poloncarz was asked specifically, and again, hats off to the reporter. I think he was Channel 2. I'll try to find his name.
It was Channel 2.
Or Channel 2 or Channel 4. I think it was Channel 4 might have been. Well, it doesn't matter.
I think it's 2. I think it's Walton's name or Walton or something. Yeah.
I'll try to find out. Great job, though. Ask the question. You know, and the best part was he prefaced the question with the statistics. We're going to be interviewing later today the owners, I think it was Planet Fitness, right? And here's their statistics. They had three, blah, blah, blah. They went through the whole thing, right? 45 cases, thousands of people, no big deal. Here's Mark Poloncarz's response. Well, but we know when they opened up gyms in Texas and Florida and Georgia, they had a huge spike.
Where?
But there's no – but the thing is, but there's no evidence that it was – it could have been because kids went back to school. It could have been – we talked about this, right?
We talked about
when kids go back to school, you're probably going to – and people get back into society and go back to work, you're going to probably see an uptick. We saw an uptick.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the uptick came from gyms
or
nail salons.
And it doesn't even mean because they went back. If you look at the flu, by the way, we've always had these waves of flu where they come in and out, they come in and out, right? If we treated the flu 2 years ago like we treat this, it would have been way worse. The flu 2 years ago was way, way, way more deadly. We actually lost 80,000 people. So the CDC numbers on the flu would have said, wow, millions of people had it. Now, if we counted everybody that died with the flu, not of the flu, 2 years ago, it would not have been 80,000. It probably would have been 800,000, right?
Yep.
If we counted every motorcycle accident that, oh, by the way, had the flu, if we counted every cancer victim that, oh, by the way, had the flu, it would have not been 80,000. It would have been 800,000. This has been the biggest hoax in U.S. history, in the global history, really. Looking back, again, nobody blames anybody in the beginning. I think, you know, we didn't know the numbers. We do know the numbers now. And they continue to look at COVID in the box, continue to hurt people, continue to destroy people. If they really believed that COVID was this deadly, you would shut down everything.
Well, we're losing.
You would say, no more Walmarts, no more Targets.
Right.
Everything is being shut down.
Right.
We're going to give you a 3-day period to get all your supplies. Yep. Within 3 days, everything's shutting down. No more UPS.
Right.
No more
everything.
Mail.
No
We're
Amazon.
End it for two
nothing.
Weeks.
Yeah.
They
nothing.
Don't. They know what they're doing at this point.
The fact that they the thing is, like, it's, and again, we're not saying the virus is a hoax, but the way that they're reporting on the virus
is a hoax.
Is absolutely outrageous.
Yes.
By the way, the CDC, I don't know if you noticed this, Mike, or caught this or not, they're not reporting on the flu anymore. Flu zero.
No,
flu has been cured, right?
Nobody has any more flu anymore. It's all COVID.
It's all COVID. That's exactly right. It's ridiculous.
It's all COVID.
Ridiculous.
COVID every day, all day. COVID in a box.
Yep.
Nobody's going to die of anything else. COVID.
Well, sadly,
COVID.
People are dying of other things. There are the suicide rate, the statistic that sticks with me the most is that we had about a 10-year average of kids between the ages of 18 and 25, and about a 9% of them contemplated suicide.
Yeah.
That's up to 30%.
30.
One-third.
Scary.
Drug
overdoses were up 42% in Erie County.
Travesty.
42%.
I got to tell you, no offense to any elderly folks out there, but I got to be honest with you. You know, we're going to lose an 18-year-old child to protect an 85-year-old senior citizen.
That's
not right, folks.
Which, by the way,
would
have passed away anyways.
Right. It's not
99.7% of the time. Only because, and I'm not trying to say, well, their life wasn't worth it, all that stuff.
No,
it's
of course
because
not.
We die of stuff. That's what we do.
Well, that's
we die of pneumonia. We die of the flu. We die of things, right? That God takes us in different ways. And so, you know, to say, well, somebody at 85 years old died of COVID, did they? What else did they have in them that may have been the problem? Was it definitely COVID? Well, we don't know. They had COVID, but they also had pneumonia. They had COVID, but they also had that. You know, we die of things. That's what we do. We don't live forever, right? And we've got to make decisions and trade-offs. Unfortunately, looking at COVID in the box, it's having way more deaths. We're going to have way more. We've been, you know, this sounds like a broken record. Deaths than other things, right? It's just
and that's sad.
Every week it's the same deal. Yep. But now this is a fight for survival at this point.
Right.
This is health inspectors coming in.
Wow.
And I love the fact that when they come in and they say, you're not wearing your mask, screw you. You know what?
Get
you
out.
Wear your mask. If you're worried about you, well, I'm worried about your health. Don't worry about my health.
That's the
don't
problem.
Worry about my health. Right. I don't want you to worry about health. My health, I believe I'm way healthier without a mask because I like my immune system building. That's what I like. You worry about your health. If you want to sleep with your mask, you sleep with your mask. If you want to wake up and have Cheerios through your mask every morning, don't give a crap. Go for it.
Yeah,
do it.
Go for it.
You know,
you do you.
You do you. Yeah, you get as many colorful masks as you want. You've painted up. You do whatever you do.
Right.
You sit in your closet and don't leave for 12 months. I don't care.
Right.
If I'm not going to spit through your mask. You protect you. Don't worry about me.
Right.
Don't worry about me.
I saw somebody actually, I flew recently. They literally were wearing a face mask, which you have to on a plane. I get it.
And a bug shield.
Goggles. Goggles and the bug shield.
Goggles.
And the bug shield. The bug shield. What are you doing?
I love that, especially when I see some kid who's like 20 years old with both of them. I think, what? Like, okay. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, good luck with your immune system 10 years from now, kid.
So sadly, you know, we're not paying any attention to the young suicides. We're not looking at the mental health issues. We're not looking at the drug issues and the overdoses. We're not looking at, you know,
global starvation.
Global starvation, absolutely.
You know, it's a global world, right? That we're all worried about this global world and participating in all these different things that are going to save the whole world. Yet we're actually starving millions of people by not letting everyday folks go back to work.
Yep, it's outrageous. Cuomo is receiving an Emmy, right, for his great communication skills. We're going to play some of his communication skills in a second here. This made national news. This was the embarrassment of Governor Andrew Cuomo's press conference last week. We're going to play just a couple clips from this. You can tell that he's frustrated. Let me tell you why he's frustrated. He's frustrated because, A, he has no idea what he's doing, okay? B, he thought that the things that he was doing was actually working. In fact, he blew so much smoke up his own ass that he wrote a book about it, how great he was, right?
Yeah.
So
he
now,
was so busy, he had time for a book.
Yeah, so now things aren't really going that well for New York. In fact, I would argue that New York is probably one of the hottest zones now, if you want to call it hot spots.
Florida's not, though. How could that be?
Florida's doing
Florida's been 100% open.
Florida's doing fine.
How could that be? Remember, we don't want to be Florida. Why not?
Right.
Half the deaths.
Right.
Half going
the
back
deaths.
To work.
Half
Everybody's
the deaths.
Fine.
And more importantly, less than half of the death rate.
Yes.
Right? So that's the key figure that I think is really important is the
maybe
rate
didn't
per
withhold
million.
Ventilators from people. I don't know.
Well, they gave them the right care. We didn't also stuff people to nursing homes either, right? That was a big difference
that's
down
exactly
in Florida,
the
right?
That's so exactly
huge
the stat,
difference,
by the way.
Right? Huge difference. Yep. Huge difference.
Exactly the stat.
But Cuomo,
we will see nursing home deaths, mark my word, will continue to rise, not because of COVID, but because of anxiety and depression. You will see that nursing home rate accelerate over the next 12 to 24 months because of that. People don't want to live like that. They don't.
They're
89, 95, or 25. They don't want to live in isolation. We're not built like that.
Cuomo's been going back and forth with. First of all, President Trump came out and said we have a vaccine is now ready. Cuomo said, "Well, not too bad." If you remember, it's too bad that this came out under Trump. Well, why
he wants
is it
his
too
own
bad?
Panel.
He goes, "Well, because we don't think that you can distribute." He doesn't have. Look, Trump is giving it up to the states to distribute it. Right? He's using the military. He's using the states. Now in Florida, while Governor Cuomo is having a meltdown, we'll play these clips in a second. While he's having a meltdown. Quietly in the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, who's doing a great job, Florida has already secured the day that the FDA gives clearance, Florida's going to get shipments that exact day. They've already identified the hospitals in Miami. They've identified the hospital in Jacksonville that are going to receive the first shipments of the vaccine.
They'll be at herd immunity by March.
But on top of that, though, they also have already laid out plans as to who's going to get the vaccine. How are they going to administer the vaccine?
Yep.
What
An
priority
plan.
Are they going to have?
That.
A plan.
Look at that.
A plan.
Would you look at that?
No patting on the back.
No.
No book writing.
No.
No Emmy Award.
I didn't
No
get this.
Grandstanding, right?
Yep.
But Cuomo now is frustrated. Now he's going to lash out at you peasants because you haven't done the right thing in keeping your mask on. Everywhere
his
I go,
numbers were supposed
every
to
person's
be great,
wearing
right?
a mask. So you're,
what was
you're
supposed to happen at this point, Glenn, is because we did these the harshest lockdowns, we've destroyed all these businesses, we were supposed to be the best of
way
the best
better.
At this point,
yep.
and way better. And there was supposed to be an extra 20,000 to 30,000 deaths in places like Florida,
That's
like
right.
Georgia, that opened right away. Those places
yep.
should have far exceeded New York at this point. And he was betting on that, right? That's where the book yep. is. I'd like yep. to read the end of the book. The end of the book probably says, yep. look, at New York ended with X amount of deaths, but we were half of what Florida and Georgia yeah. because of all this stuff.
Wrong.
But that's not what's happening now, right?
Nope.
So those chapters need to be rewritten.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, he got an Emmy, though, this week.
Yeah.
Let me play this.
Operation, by the way, Operation Warp Speed,
yep.
Trump, is
that's
what
right.
exactly put this vaccine
right.
in place to be able to be distributed and to get to herd immunity a lot faster.
Yep.
Now, Andrew's got his own, he wants to have his own team review this, the vaccine. What in the hell would anybody on his team know more so than a Pfizer?
Well,
more
and
so
who
than
is he going to put on the team? Political appointees?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How about the same folks that set up Solar City?
Exactly.
That ended up well. That's exactly what will happen, by the way.
It'll
be a panel of people who have no freaking clue
right.
anything about healthcare whatsoever,
nope.
but it'll be some kind of bureaucracy, some kind of pension
yep.
plan,
yep.
some money, some, mark my words, some of this money will come back from a Pfizer back into
yeah.
his campaign war chest. He'll walk yep. away with an extra $100 million.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Meanwhile, his daughter will be appointed to some position to be able
I'm
to
sure.
run it. It's such dirt.
So
dirt balls.
They really are. So here's Governor Cuomo just absolutely frustrated. I got a bunch of clips here. This I'm going to let play for a bit. This is the beginning of the press, or not the beginning, but the beginning of the question and answer period. He gets a question from a reporter that just trying to get clarification. Honest to God, folks.
Yeah, just
and I'm
going to
play
out.
This. The rules, they spend so much time in determining, you know, orange zones, yellow
yeah.
zones, red zones.
50 people in a room. 50%.
Florida has none of this garbage, right? This is lack of leadership and,
yep.
and absolutely just
total incompetence.
Incompetence. Just ignorance, really. Because
yeah.
he does not have a clue, folks.
Not a clue.
That's
what
Andrew Cuomo right now is going to lash out at everybody because he has no idea what he's doing. And now he's starting to realize that, like, uh-oh, who can I blame now?
Well, so is the rest of the country. The rest of the country.
Yeah.
The mental midgets
not
in the
Democrats,
state will
so
never
them.
Figure it out.
They
the
love
Democrats
them.
In the city, they'll never figure it out. They'll be smashed up. Look at the east side of Buffalo still votes Democrat, right?
Yeah.
50 years of just watching a city just get completely, your neighborhood completely destroyed, all run by Democrats, yet they still show up and vote Nancy Peoples back in. Right?
I got to tell you, though, Crystal Peoples, yeah. I got to tell
people,
you, I'm not so sure that Governor Cuomo or even some of these inner cities actually vote for Democrats anymore. Now,
yeah, well,
not to get
yeah.
on a – we'll do a whole other podcast on election fraud, but I got to tell you, I don't
the
believe –
the systems are rigged for them to be voted for. Yeah, yeah.
Well, come on.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
all right.
Yeah, nobody's
show,
actually showing up to vote in the east side of Buffalo. However
right.
– however,
it's a landslide for Byron Brown, right? How's that work?
Crystal Peoples got this whole bag full of
yeah.
votes.
How'd
right?
that work? Yeah, exactly.
No, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
There's voter fraud in those inner cities like you've never seen before. Philly's been caught how many times, right?
Yeah,
how
repeatedly.
Times? How many times do you need to catch these folks before you say, yeah, we should actually sort of look into the system?
Yeah, well, 97-98%, you know, for Biden, you know, that's about the same as, you know, Hugo Chavez got, right? That's the same as the dictator in Syria gets Bashar al-Assad, right? He usually gets about 97, 98, 99.
Yep.
You know, I think Fidel Castro got close to 100. That's that's right around where Biden was getting in
that's
Philadelphia.
Right.
Come on,
that's
folks.
Right. Yeah. All of Philly's real happy with the how Biden Obama did. All their lifestyles got so much better under Obama.
Meanwhile, in the rest of the country, 18% of African Americans voted for Trump. But hey,
that's right.
Not in Philly.
Not in Philly.
Or Minneapolis or any of the states places they need. But let me play Cuomo. This is Cuomo getting very frustrated. This is a press conference from last week that made national news. He made he made New York a national embarrassment. He's actually the national embarrassment, really. But here's the clip.
I'm a little unclear about New York City schools. The other day you said this is the city's decision. They have an agreement at 3%. Today you said, well, I might have to impose an orange zone and I might have to close the schools, which an orange zone does. So what's going on? Does the city still have the ability to close its schools? Are you now taking control and saying that you have the power to make this decision? And for the millions of parents who want to know, are the schools going to open tomorrow in New York City?
Now, I thought that was a very reasonable question because that's what's on everybody's mind. So
that's right.
Good for this reporter for actually asking what people care about, because you can't say that about the White House press corps. That's
right.
for sure.
And,
but,
and by the way, every city, every school system, every school district in the state of New York is blaming Andrew Cuomo for everything. They're saying that
it's
out of
me.
Our power.
Right.
It's not me. It's his decision. Right. Our biggest argument over the last few months has been, why the hell are we paying these people?
Right.
But okay, that's a fair answer to just answer the question.
Now,
real
that
simple,
was
right?
not a
here's
nasty
the numbers,
question.
Here's how we went after it.
Listen to this response.
All right. First of all, let's try not to be obnoxious and offensive.
Really?
Let's try.
That was obnoxious?
Yeah.
Because you're
100% wrong. He actually asked him a tough question.
These laws have all been in effect for months. Mm. I've always said, we set initial parameters, and then the school district picked a percent within those parameters. New York City.
When you listen, it's like.
But you just changed them to have, you said to the schools, literally a week before this, that, okay, you can open, however, you've got a test.
Right.
Yeah, that's totally a change.
If you listen to this whole thing, at the end of this 7-minute clip, and I'm not going to play the whole 7 minutes, you would still have not a clue.
No, that's what they're
the funny thing is, he contradicts himself 6 times over, and then De Blasio comes out and closes the schools the next day anyways. Like, what a joke. But let me continue. He is such
a condescending prick. He becomes outrageously obnoxious, exactly what he told the reporter who was not being obnoxious.
Exactly. Because here it is.
3%. We announced the Orange Zone law over a month ago. I don't know if you were here. Or if you were paying attention.
Whoops, sorry about that.
But that has been in effect for over a month. It always said, if by the state's numbers you hit 3%, the schools close. What's going on here is nothing that the law hasn't said for over a month.
Don't you remember?
We then had the test out procedures.
Oh, so you changed it.
If you were paying attention,
you changed it.
You would have known we closed the schools in New York City 2 weeks ago. Remember when we did an orange zone and a red zone in Brooklyn and Queens, and we closed the schools? Don't you remember that?
Don't you remember that?
Okay, so what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're now going to override. We did it already.
He's losing it. He's losing it. I mean, here was the reporter's question. For the millions of American parents in New York City that are wondering if their kids are going to go to school tomorrow so they can actually go to work.
Or no. Yes or no?
Are the schools going to be closed?
Yes
he
or no?
He will not answer this question.
No.
We did it already. Don't you
but
remember?
You know what?
Blah, 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 blah.
He's 95% of the media is just going to do, like, he can
I don't know.
Skate around
I think
it,
he's
never
I,
answer.
He won't do any questions anymore because I think the media is now turned on him. I mean,
well,
when you start going after the media like this, he goes after the other guy. The other guy goes, you know, well, wait a minute now.
We all know, though, after watching this, the Biden-Trump campaign, that there's just too many left-wing radicals in the media now, controlling the media, that there's just not enough of them that are going to be allowed in. And as you just pointed out, he'll just say, okay, I don't need any more questions. Just like Biden didn't run, right? Biden didn't even have to campaign.
Nope.
He's like,
no,
I'll just let them run. ABC, NBC, you run for me.
Right.
I'll sit in my basement.
That's right.
Andrew can do the same thing. Andrew,
terrible.
This guy will never be invited back again, right? He'll never see another question again.
And
nobody else will call him out on it.
Right. Did you see that? Not to get off on a tangent again, but did you see that? They did a poll recently, and they said that if they talked about people about the Hunter Biden story, and they figured out that 9% of the people they polled said had they heard or known about Hunter Biden's laptop and the information on it, they would not have voted for Joe Biden.
Sad.
The media is like, as I've said a long
disgusting.
Time, not
disgusting.
Just what they show you, it's what they don't tell you.
Absolutely.
If you're relying for your news on ABC, NBC, and CBS are nothing more than government mouthpieces. In fact, not just government, left-wing government mouthpieces.
In they are part of the swamp.
NBC might as well just be part of the CIA apparatus, because it's honest to God, it's like CIA misinformation goes directly to NBC and MSNBC, their affiliate, and they put it right on the air. It's really it might as well be Pravda at this point. It's communist, you know, a propaganda to its finest. Shame on all of you folks, by the way, that are working for these national media companies. Locally, finally, we're starting to get some good reporters are finally starting to step up.
I'd like
to think that maybe it's because we're challenging them to do that, but
maybe.
Either way, I'm happy they're doing it. Don't get me wrong, because you guys play a vital role for this country, and
still sick.
Not enough.
There was not every local 247 here. Within, if you grew up in Buffalo, you say 247. Those are the major news.
Yeah. NBC,
not
CBS,
one of them.
ABC,
not one of them shared the Hunter Biden story. Not one of them.
Nope.
Not one.
Nope.
Not one.
Because they were told by the National, don't you dare touch this story.
Not
Let
one.
Me play the rest of this. Some more of this clip from Como, because you can hear his voice. He knows that he doesn't have a freaking clue. And yep. now it's your fault. How dare you ask this yep. question? But listen to how back and forth this is. When you listen to this, he is all over the place in these schools. Yep. Nobody has. I watched the whole clip. I had no
idea.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Well, there it
still
is.
Don't know.
No idea.
Are you going to open it or not?
But he's so kind of. Don't you? We did it already. Yeah. Don't you remember?
You don't know the law.
You don't know the law. That's coming up here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm an essential.
You're now
worker.
Going to over.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm essential. Do you know what essential means? Yeah. I'm essential.
I'm essential. You're essential to nothing.
No. Yeah. Robbie, by the way, the little gym owner, said it best at his Fox News interview. He said, you know, none of these guys have the stones.
Nope.
Mark Poloncarz, Andrew Cuomo, to sit down at a table and look at somebody who owns a business that is struggling, yep. that is getting yep. smashed with their children around the dinner table yep. and say, you know what? Mom and dad are not essential. Not essential.
Right.
I'm essential. Your mom and dad have been paying my salary forever, and they own a gym,
right.
but they're not essential.
Right.
I'm essential.
Right.
I'm essential.
Let me tell you something. There's not a single government worker outside of maybe police and fire. That's essential.
No,
I got to be honest
right.
with you.
That's
even
right.
teachers, you're
that's
not essential
right.
either, guys. And I got to tell you,
that out now.
We continue.
That out now.
Well,
we hired a private tutor in our
that's
office.
That's right. We have our own teacher now.
Private tutor. The next, by the way, the next revolt is going to be I'm not paying school taxes anymore because
well,
you're not teaching
be.
My damn children.
That's so, how it should be.
Absolutely.
That's how exactly should be. Why
absolutely.
Are we paying school taxes? Schools aren't open.
No.
You know.
No.
And
working part time.
Like,
at least part time. At least part time. Teachers are going. Some of these school districts, teachers are working 2-3 days a week. Right. Okay. We'll pay you 2-3 days a week.
Right.
Not going to pay you 5.
Exactly.
Not going to pay 5 anymore.
They yep. should be paying the parents. They're the ones teaching the kids.
That's right.
That's
right. That's right.
Let me play more of this.
Ride. We did it already. That's the law. An orange zone and a red zone. Follow the facts.
I'm still confused.
Well, then you're confused.
I'm confused. And
then I'll tell you what, Jimmy.
Parents are
tell you what,
confused
Jimmy.
As well. The schools
no,
in
they're
New
not
City
confused.
Tomorrow.
You're confused.
No, I think parents
read the
are
law.
Very confused as well.
Read the law, and you won't be confused.
But Governor, but following Jimmy's question, are the schools going to be open tomorrow?
They're still trying to figure
the
it out.
The schools are
nobody
open
knows.
By state law.
When will they be open tomorrow? That's the question. I think Jimmy's correct in asking that question. I don't think it's obnoxious at all.
Well, I don't really care what you think.
Oh, okay. Well, you should, because
okay.
he's paying your salary.
That's right.
Of course.
They,
you
see,
agree
you
with him.
He doesn't work for you anymore, folks.
Yeah.
He does not work
no,
for you. You
no,
work for
you're
him.
You're a peasant.
He doesn't care. He
no,
doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
I don't
no.
care. I don't care what you think. You work no. together. Of course you're going to back him up. No.
Right.
They're just, look at, these two yeah. guys, Jimmy
pretty
and the other
question.
Guy, are trying to actually figure out if
yes.
the schools in New York City, because guess what, Governor? People have to worry about daycare for their kids. They have to worry about where their kids are going to be. There's a lot
that's
of
right.
single-parent households. There's a lot of double-parent households where both parents work, right?
Yep.
What's the matter with you? In our office, the stress on some of our employees, you know, I can see it in their face.
Yep.
On
yep.
what am I going to do with these kids? What am I going to do with my – what am I going to do? And
yeah.
unfortunately, you know, well, I guess fortunately you work for us because we hired a teacher. We
yeah.
had to hire a teacher
that's right.
for the
that's
mental
right.
health of our employees. Employees and the education of their children. Because
yep.
guess what? This last generation of kids, I don't want one dumber than that. I got to
no.
be honest.
No,
you
no.
20-year-olds and 21-year-olds, I got a couple of them. No,
no
offense to Lily. She's brilliant and Emma as well.
Yep.
We got some great kids out there. But there's so when I go through a McDonald's drive-thru and I see a 28-year-old
yeah.
kid that should be working in a professional business and he can't figure out how
yep.
to get a Happy Meal order together,
yeah.
that's
well,
a problem.
When you, see,
but.
When you see some of these protesters yeah. that have, you know, their a tattoo on the on
yeah.
their forehead,
right.
right? You know, but can't figure out a way to, you know, like
yeah.
I don't know why they won't hire me in a professional environment.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
what do you, I mean,
if you chose a face tat, that's on you.
That's right.
Right.
If you chose
society's
a face,
not holding
put,
you down.
Put one on your back. Put one on your shoulder.
Right.
You know,
your decision.
Can see it, but
you
if
down.
It's but if it's going down your forehead, then that's the decision you made, right? You know, so yeah.
In this country, it's all about decision. Let me play this one last thing because honestly, the guy just asked them one last time, just point blank. Like honestly,
yeah.
after
easy.
3
by the way,
minutes,
this is easy for me to answer. I totally disagree with his whole plan, everything he's done, but this is pretty easy. Look at. Here's our rule, and by the way, Mayor de Blasio is who you need to ask because, or the school by school, because some of them are in the red zone, some of them are in the orange zone, and here's, you know, they're going to have the decision to make it, not me, right? Which is bullshit because he knows he's got the full authority to do whatever he wants
absolutely.
To, and every school district around is saying, I would love to open, but I can't because of him.
Right,
that's
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's the next clip, though. One last attempt. These two reporters trying to get an answer. Come on.
Orange zone could be in the offing for the entirety of New York City, which would also close schools, but your number is 2.5. So I guess just the point blank question is, are schools going to be open tomorrow in New York
Let's
City?
Let's do it again for you. Because maybe
Just answer the question.
Answer the question.
Yes or no.
Yeah.
He can't do it.
The days and nights.
He doesn't need to, though. Doesn't need to.
Listen to this answer.
Get picked
though.
Up nowhere schools except for financial
own,
guys.
Listen to this answer.
School 700 school districts.
This is unbelievable.
They all set their own number. That's the number. Unless they fall into a microcluster.
Oh, okay.
The microcluster.
This is great.
Overrides the local rules.
Holy cow.
However,
this is yellow.
This
orange,
is Democrat
red.
Thinking.
It gets better though.
Best.
It gets better.
This is Democrat thinking it's best right here.
If it's Buffalo, I don't even know the Buffalo closing number.
So he's asking you about the city,
schools.
First of all.
Yeah.
But the Buffalo schools close in that orange zone, right? Why? Because it's an orange zone, and it's over 3%.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe Buffalo had a rule of 4% or 5% or 6%.
Okay.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
If it goes over 3%,
okay,
in an orange zone, because now it's saying the decision isn't just about a school.
Okay.
It's about a school in an intensely infected community.
Intensely infected.
Okay.
I love
with
that.
With a family that's infected.
All right.
And a candy store that has a high infection rate.
The candy store is closed, sir.
That has a
you closed the candy store.
Right. Well, let me get this. So, put that on pause. Some of the candy stores are closed. Some of them are actually out of business, you moron.
Right.
So, some of them are gone forever.
So let me just paraphrase. Yeah. Here's what he's basically saying. So if it's more than 3% in an orange zone on the second Tuesday of the month with a full moon, when sunrise is precisely between the time of 7 and 7:30, then schools may be opened only if
they get a sandwich.
Right.
Only if
what are you
they
talking
order
about?
Lunch. Yeah.
You can watch this whole 7-minute clip, and I assure you, you will not have any idea. And the best part is, the next day, de Blasio closed the schools.
But here's even the better part about this clip.
Oh, my God.
Is NBC, ABC, and the state of New York, none of them could be bothered with calling any of this out, right? These two guys, wherever they work for, they will never be invited back again, right?
Not Jimmy.
And it never has any legs. Yeah, not Jimmy.
Not Jimmy.
Jimmy will end up at the height of the Hudson real shortly. But it will never have any legs because nobody will ever call it out, right? It's not going to be on the news later. Like, here's a ridiculous answer that Cuomo gave. By the way, if this was a Republican, the news would run with it, right? They'd say, look, he can't even answer a simple question. He's got no plan, no agenda. This is totally unorganized. Look at how ridiculous and how stupid he is. That's exactly the Hunter Biden story. Nobody will figure this out except for you and I, because we'll grab the tape and replay it, right?
Yep.
Well, they'll hear it on our radio show. They'll hear it on our talk show. They'll hear it on some other conservative outlets. But they would NBC, ABC, none of them will play it. It'll just go nowhere. It'll go nowhere.
It's ridiculous. Nowhere. Let me play a little bit more of this clip, and then we can wrap this up, because this is just unreal.
Microclusters override the normal locally set school infection rate.
Okay.
What the hell does that mean?
Excuse me.
You were over 3%.
Excuse me. Right?
I understand the state law overrides the city's decision.
Still trying to get the answer.
No. That's it. Any local school district, so it just happened in Buffalo.
Okay.
Any local school district in a microcluster zone.
Okay.
Because that's now a highly infected zone.
We heard. Highly infected.
The schools can remain open.
Okay. Wait.
In an orange zone.
Okay.
They can now.
But
just said they, need
they
to close,
have to
the way,
do additional testing.
Oh.
Understood.
Okay.
On a larger point, when you're talking about microclusters,
this is the best.
Those are obviously supposed to be kind of limited geographic areas. New York City is obviously not a limited geographic area, nor is it a limited population center. How would that qualify as a microcluster? Why is that not
microcluster?
So they got a microcluster in all of New York City.
Yeah, half of the state, right? That's the question.
These 18 million people are a microcluster, or 8 million people, I should say.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's so ridiculous, folks.
No.
But this is the patchwork of regulations and rules that crushes businesses, that drive people nuts, right? Let me tell you something. I heard of somebody that we know got COVID, right? was recovering fine on his own, but called his doctor and said, look, I want to get some, you know, a Z-Pack or something to kind of move this along.
Renegade or whatever.
Yeah, try to get this out of me or something, you know, just move it quicker. The doctor said, I can't prescribe anything to you. You'll have to go to the hospital. He goes to the hospital. Okay. Give him the COVID test, got COVID, whatever. He goes, okay, great. What do I do? Go home. What do you mean go home?
Yeah, just give me something.
Give me
just
something. To, they go, no, we can't
He goes, I'm going to beat this in 2 weeks anyways, but can't I just beat it in 3 days? No.
We can't give you something because we have to save the medications and the stuff, you know, treatments for the more severely affected people. So let me just make sure I understand this.
So we have the treatment.
You've had 8 months
right.
to get – let me tell you, in Florida, there is no shortages of anything.
Nope.
There's no shortages of PPE.
Nope.
There's no shortages of medications.
Well, by the way, i.e. why the death rate is way down.
Right.
Way down. Because somebody like this will go in Florida, they'll get what they need, and they'll be back out and on their way in 3 days and 100% living their life.
Let me tell you why, though, New York State and these hospitals, and I'm not putting it on the workers, so don't get me wrong. If you're a nurse or a doctor, God bless you.
It's a system.
It's the regulations, right?
Yep.
How many administrators do you have in that hospital that do nothing more than fill out forms and reports? And that's the regulatory burden. And this is what people don't understand because you don't see it, right?
Yep.
But the regulatory burden in Florida versus a New York or a New York versus a Texas or a California versus a Nevada are such starkly different that a hospital can't even really do what they're supposed to do in a New York because they're so bogged down by regulatory garbage and red tape.
And these
that somebody like a bureaucrat like a Cuomo has no idea. Red, orange, yellow, follow the facts. There's no green, by the way.
No.
Nobody gets green.
No.
Right?
There's
it's
never
all
a go.
Bad. It's
there's
all bad.
Never a
never
go.
A go.
By the way. There
all
is
bad.
Zero plan to reopen anything ever.
Nope.
Ever.
Done.
I mean, not even like
done.
6 months from now. Like, here's what we're going to do. Here's where we need to be so we're 100% they'll have back to live their life. They will never, ever let this die. Never let it die.
Nope.
It will just continue. Business owners need to fight, by the way, which if there's a positive out of this, I'm finally, for the first time in about 8 months, finally seeing business owners get pissed off enough to say enough is enough. Finally. And we'll see. Even some, I heard a gym owner this morning saying, well, you know what? We really, you know, because they said, are you going to open in spite of the government? Well, we're not sure yet. What are you not sure of? What are you going to wait to? You going to wait to 2030?
Then put closed for closed and move. Because you're done. You're finished. You're over.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, that's right.
Your clients are going somewhere else now.
If there's five gyms open and one closed, you're not going to
you're not coming back.
Membership.
I got
I'm
news
gone.
For you. You're gone. Yeah, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
The thing is, and this is what happens with liberals, though, and liberalism in general, the left will not give back any of their power unless we take it, folks.
Take it from them. They're
gonna
not get that back.
They're going to continue down this path of no more church services. What?
Forever.
What?
Forever.
No more. How could you?
We can't risk this flaring up again.
Right.
We can't risk it flaring up again. You can't go to church and do what you want to do.
They're
going
to continue to take our rights. They've taken our right to go to assemble. They've taken our right to to go to church and to practice our religion.
Yep. They'll go down the list, Glenn. It will continue to go
down.
But
I'm telling you, for those of you, and this is super important, if you are not a member of the NRA, you have to, if you're a gun owner, you have to join the NRA. Because I got to tell you, for all those gun owners out there that tell me, oh, the sheriff's department, they'll reject the order. They're never going to go door to door and confiscating your guns.
Having some people hanging out, they would never do that. No.
Let me tell you something.
No.
If the order from Governor Cuomo came down tomorrow and said, you sheriffs, you state police, you local police officers, go door to door.
I'm firing you tomorrow.
They're going
door to
door. They're knocking. They're showing up at your house. They're saying, give me your guns. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I can't.
Because unless we stop them here,
feed my family. Yep,
where do we stop them? Because this is where all the other countries started. And then the last piece was the guns. You'll see this the next 4 years if Biden is crowned the king.
Healthcare and guns.
Right.
Healthcare and guns.
That's what they all did.
That's the key to controlling people.
Every one of them did the same thing. So
healthcare
and guns. We need to draw the line right here.
To these big bureaucracies and these agencies and the blue, yellow, and stuff, it's exactly why we have, if you look at Florida as an example, and you say, well, how are there no fines being handed out in the state of Florida? Well, because they didn't add tremendous amount of resources to be able to have an attack team go out and destroy restaurants and businesses, right? We have done that in New York, though. We have done that. Over the years, we've collectively allowed these agencies to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they get bonused. Hey, you go out and find a business that's trying to
survive, you get a bonus. Good for you, little Billy. Go out and get them, right?
Yeah, nice job, Mary.
And by the way, oh, you got 10 fines today? Good job, Mary. You know what we can do? We can add Billy onto your team now. Billy's going to go. And you get 20 fines, we can add Joe Smith onto your team, and we can get 30 fines. And it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then there's nobody left, right? It's like the broken glass theory. You just continue to smash windows, and it's okay. Don't worry about it. They've got insurance. Yep. But you smash the window enough, and they say, you know what? My insurance is not covering me anymore. I'm moving to Florida where they're not going to smash my window anymore.
But if
we're there, folks. We are absolutely there. You small business owners, you better find out what this gym owner is doing in Orchard Park. You better rally around them. For those of you that work for private businesses, you're an owner too. You know, you may not technically own it, but you have ownership in it. Your family is dependent on that, right? And that's the monster is going to come for you. So for those of you that say, well, I'm not in the restaurant industry. It's okay. It's not me. Right. You know, I'm doing something else. Maybe you're selling something now that's actually benefiting from the COVID. We're in that position. My wife tells me all the time, she says, why are you so pissed off all the time about this? You and Glenn are growing your business at faster than ever before.
Right.
It's because I'm smart enough to recognize that the monster will eventually come for us.
Right.
It's coming for restaurants right now.
Right.
It's coming for nail salons. It's coming for but the next
those are our clients too. Those are our clients, our neighbors, our friends, our family. It's our community.
Absolutely 100%. But don't think for a second after they've smashed every single one of them that they won't turn to the financial industry.
Yep.
Don't think for a second that they won't turn on themselves and go after the law industry. Right? Lawyers are 80% left wing liberal. Let's tort reform. No way. We want to sue everybody and work one day a month or a year and
they're finding out now.
But don't worry. They will turn on you. You first responders, they'll return on you. They are going to turn on you. You police officers, you teachers,
they've already turned on you. They've already turned on you.
Yep.
The police officers, you don't have any support. De Blasio took $1 billion from your budget. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. De Blasio has already threatened that Erie County. He's already holding it over their head. Yeah. He's going to cut 100 police officers or sheriffs.
Right. So Polarkar, if you don't go out there, we're going to cut, so cut them. Cut him then. Look, I got news for you, Sheriff. All of you guys. He's going to cut you anyways. He hates you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, liberals,
you're the problem. In the liberals' mind, police are bad. You're the problem.
Yeah, it's not the guy robbing a bank.
No.
It's you stopping the guy robbing the bank.
The business owners and the conservatives are the last ones that are here to support you. If you lose us...
Yep.
That you are going to lose your 100 jobs
are only getting
or your
their
billion
fair
dollars.
Share.
It's going to happen.
People, the guy who's robbing a little old lady from her purse, he's just trying to get his fair share.
That's
He's just trying to give it. It's not the police officer that's going to tackle him and put his life on the line, right? It's just trying to get his fair share. That's it.
You police officers need to get your head screwed on straight. And I know most of you got your head on straight, but when these orders come down and say you need to go with this health inspector, then
start
you stand.
Start calling out this dirtbag.
Follow the rules. Miss Health Inspector, I don't have a warrant. I'm going to need to stand out. Outside.
Yeah.
I'll protect
go in,
you.
Go in.
Yell if you got a problem. Scream if something happens and I'll come in.
right.
Then I can come in. Right?
Yeah.
So follow the law, officers, like you're supposed
to.
Stop infringing on people's rights. That's not right.
We talked about this during the George Floyd, right? Is there one bad egg out of every 100? Okay.
Sure.
Start calling them out. Sheriffs, this Bradley Gilbert or whatever his name is, you start calling them out. Have a conversation with them. Pull them aside and say, look, you're a dirtbag, dude.
Yeah.
You don't go into some business and say, where's your mask?
Yeah.
That's not your business. Start calling these dirtbags out. Just like we said, if there's a guy who's, maybe he isn't too aggressive and maybe he is, known to put his foot on somebody's neck. Okay, start calling him out. Don't support him. Don't support him.
Joe's
being abusive. Get him out of here. Joe is not supportive of our Constitution and the oath he's taken as a police officer. Get him out of there.
Yeah,
start calling him out.
That's one of the bad parts of the union. The union's got a lot of good parts, but that's one of the really bad parts. The union is there to protect the worst employees, and that's what happens with these police departments is that look at the guy, the George Floyd guy, right? 17 prior complaints.
Yeah.
Why is he on the force?
Right.
Why is
he?
But he was, right? But look, again, it comes down to doing what's right.
These people who are supporting the health inspectors, call them out. Call them out. Right? We're going to be calling them out. By the way, if you have a chance and you can, even if it's $5, $10, there's a GoFundMe page set up for Robbie DeNiro. And it's not about just his, his fine or whatever. It's not about that. It's about putting together a war chest so Robbie can fine sue.
Yep.
So he can sue this police officer, the sheriff, so he can sue the health department and sue the specifically the health inspector that went in and gave the fine. Robbie, that's what we need to do, and more of that needs to happen.
Yep.
And so it's not just about filling Robbie's pocketbooks. I know Robbie personally; he is not like that. And by the way, he wants to build a war chest so he can support other companies. So he can say to the gym down the street, "You can open too. We've got your back."
If
you get a chance and you can support them, I would encourage you to do that. The GoFundMe page is linked to our Facebook page. You can probably find it on our Twitter and even our website, I'm sure, thefinancialguys.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, you would follow us on all the social media. We're on everywhere. We're on Instagram. This is on YouTube, obviously, as well, the podcast. Twitter, Facebook. You can find all of those links on our website at thefinancialguys.com. If you like what you hear, I really do appreciate it. If you give us a thumbs up and give us a like if you're watching it or downloading it on
a podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube,
To us on YouTube. Yeah, hit that bell button. You'll get notified. We keep talking about putting out more videos throughout the week between the podcasts, and I want to do rants, but we do own a business, and we do have a Monday through Friday job as well. So sometimes it's tough to get as much of the content out as possible. But we'll try to do more of that, and we'll try to add to our lineup as well with some different podcasts, different folks that we're going to be adding to our TFG channel on YouTube. So, again, if you like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share this, and subscribe if you can.
Yep. Really Saturday. Don't forget to tune in Saturday.
Big show Saturday.
Yeah. WHAM, WHAM in Rochester, WBEN in and also down in South Florida. But you can check us on iHeartRadio and radio.com. Make sure you, Saturday is going to be a big day.
And have a happy Thanksgiving. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
And if you're in New York, don't go over 10 people.
Yep.
It's crime now.
So, it's a crime, yeah.
I will not be doing that. I did this interview with the Buffalo News the other day, talked all about the statistics on COVID.
I'm surprised because the Buffalo News never calls. So Buffalo News is always about, they hate
us. They literally just said Mike Lomas, financial guy, will be not respected, doesn't believe in COVID. That's basically what they said. And he will be having more than 10. Well, I do believe in COVID. I just don't believe the way we responded do I believe that I'm going to stop the virus by having 11, instead of 11.
Did you say that you don't believe in COVID? Or did they ad-lib that?
Well, that's they ad-libbed it. I'll show you. It's the one, but I don't give a shit.
But I gotta be honest, though. Well, hold on a second now, though. If they're putting words in your mouth saying Mike Lomas does not believe in COVID, and that's not a true statement, that's slander.
I'll show it. Yeah, I'll show it to you.
I gotta be honest. But
seriously,
this is what or demand a retraction. This is what Project Veritas does, and James O'Keefe, and good for you, James, for doing what you're doing. But he's gone after a lot of, as soon as they come up with something that's even remotely false, he'll put out their Project Veritas, falsitas, whatever. He basically threatens them. Well, here's your lawsuit, or you can issue a retraction. And he's got, I think he's up to like 327 retractions or something. He just literally had retraction 325. So if that's not a true statement from Mike Lomas, I would absolutely demand a retraction, or I would sue him. Because this is what these agencies want. They don't believe in COVID. Nobody ever said we don't believe in COVID.
No.
What we don't believe in is a ridiculous response to COVID.
That's right.
And the fact that you're taking all these, these numbers and you're twisting them to fit your own agenda, that's where the fraud is, right?
That's right.
So, but
I don't believe in the numbers of COVID, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous. Anyway, but have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Whether you, with 5 people, 10 people, or whatever your family is, be safe, enjoy, be thankful for the fact that we still have some free states in this country. So worst case scenario, you can move to a Texas. You can still move to a Florida. You can move to a Tennessee. Still.
Some of them barely, though. Just barely hanging out. Like Texas, which is sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Yeah. But,
Austin, all these idiots have moved from California. Yep. They've destroyed California. Now they're going to change.
Like
now
termites.
Change Texas.
It's like termites. They just destroy, eat to the next thing.
They move right on. The part of your roof falls over, but they still have the other half left.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway. All right, well, have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to tune in on Saturday, 1 o'clock, or iHeartRadio or radio.com. And on behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We'll see you on Saturday.